The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his get started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Can you hear that fan in the background? It's a two-parter, and I don't know where Aristotle split it. I never do. But we have two of the cooties, Jacob and Eric, and they were, you know, everybody's delightful, but for a different reason. Once in a while, maybe not so much. But I like the show, like, I like that they were very funny themselves, of course, but then sit back and just enjoy what the show does. You know, me and John and Aristotle and Aaron last night and Alex Young on sax and Mike Bar booba ba 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 goo 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 on the guitar last night. So, like, what we sort of do. But anyway, and they just took it in. Know that. Like, when we were being silly, they were just both sitting there just taking it in. And it was a lot of fun, and being fun with them was fun. Fun is fun. I always thought fun was fun. I said it years ago, everyone laughed at me. But fun is fun. I mean, you got to have fun. If you're not going to have fun, then why are you going to enjoy life? Because fun, well, you need to have fun. The thing about fun is it's fun to have it. But I'm also, when I say it's fun to have fun, to have fun, to have fun, the fun, when I say it's like that type of fun, the reason I'm doing that to George Carlin is because I'm staring at somebody who's in my living room that can overhear me and not a smile, not a crack of a smile. Now, listen, you're going to listen to the show. What?
I'm trying to find the email.
Oh, but you still heard me. What email are you trying to find? Okay, that doesn't matter. Okay, he's saying because he's occupied. Of course he was occupied. He was on the computer. But folks, I want you to be the judge. You're going to listen to George Carlin. Picture It's not being said into your ears. You're in the room 10 feet away from someone going fun, 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 fun. Now you're like, no, no, just click, 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 must get my $14 back because I broke his ankle. He broke his ankle last night. Skateboarding with Aaron Simon. That's the type of trouble. Well, I blame this all on Aaron Simon. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's like a twisted mess down there. None of the doctors wanted to tell you. I never saw a nurse throw up while putting on a bandage. It's a mangled mess. Aaron, he might never walk straight again. What you've done. I hope you listen to the opening of this show. So anyway, you got to have fun. So that's all I was saying about that. It really was just, sometimes I'm wondering, like, the show's become, who cares? What am I going to do, a documentary on my own show before I started? Sure. By the way, the people from First Image are coming over to my house on Monday. Go look at some of their pictures. God, is there anything you can do? I do a little, you know, I do a little monologue on the non-binary situation. And is that wrong what I said?
No.
Okay. I think, you know, in a weird way, here's the problem. I know that there might be some listeners, of course, that are on board pretty much socially with a lot of things I say. But not everything. But you don't have to be on board with everything. But usually, especially a show like mine where I can't stop talking about that stuff sometimes, I would imagine overwhelmingly you have to be aboard. But I get it. It does not mean everything. So you might think with this non-binary thing, and I am proof that you don't have to learn it overnight. I realized it. Am I patting myself on the back? Come on. If every time you thought you could shed good light on something, you had to worry that you were patting yourself on the back, no one could ever help lift somebody else up. Because I know it works most cases the other way. All my conclusions I've come to, I've met people over the years who certainly weren't saying they were perfect by any means. But in this one area, I've met people throughout my whole life that have brought me up. You know, people my mom introduced me to. So that's all I'm saying. In this area, I try to hopefully think that I could do that. But I'm an advocate of it, and I am of just paying attention. And I can't even say the word. No one's giving me any shit. I don't get emails from people. Hey, if you're gonna try to help, no, they're like, hey, at least he'll no, and non-binary finally. What, after 4 months? So I get it. But that didn't mean just because it was difficult I had to, you know. So I talk about it on today's show, and I think I give a really good, clean, if because some people might be going back to what I said and finishing that thought. Okay, we don't have to agree on everything. But I'd rather you be with me on this one. And there's going to be others down the road. Some, okay. I really would rather you not chalk this off as, all right, I love Todd, but I'm not, this one, I'm sorry, I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand it. I'd rather you be with me on this one. I really would. It's too important. And I think if you listen to the show today, you will hear it. And by the way, after I say this stuff, sometimes I'm thinking, well, maybe someone that's living this should tell me how I'm doing. But I think I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close. And that's all I'm saying is that that sometimes I get paranoid. Like, am I doing all right? What if someone goes, hey, I'm glad Todd's got our back, but I wish he'd shut the fuck up. He doesn't even know how to say the word. But that doesn't happen. I get... Some nice emails to tell me how handsome I am. Nothing to do with this, though. They go, Todd, you're gorgeous. Shut up and let us just look at you. Anyway, so we talk about that today. Only for about 5-6 minutes, not even. But I'd rather you be with me on this. Can I tell you something? I hope this gets your ear. If you're having difficulty with it, I want you to ask yourself one question. Well, maybe two questions. Where were you at, and I ask this for a reason, with gay marriage? Now, were you with it 30 years ago? That type of person? 5 years ago? But hey, I don't care if you got on board 3 seconds ago. That's good news. Anytime you go, if it's genuine. If it's not just, if you genuinely go, oh, wow, I look back, why did I think that? Yeah, who cares if it was 60 seconds ago? That's the goal. But I can ask for a different reason. And that reason is, you know, if you were last on board with that, don't you want to know the next thing? Because there'll be so many things. I break it down how you feel. I know how people feel. I break it down. I don't want to repeat it right now, even though I'm tempted. But in today's show, I break it down. I'm just adding to it. So the reason I ask, so like on the last thing you were like, you drug your feet. Now you think, well, this thing, don't think it's just not the same thing. Be ahead of the curve this time. And so I think today's show will hopefully. Oh, here's what I was going to say. That if it doesn't bend your ear, what I said, I'm being very honest, full disclosure, and I don't think that gives me a right to then go say something that might cross lines of respecting people that disagree with you, but I'm going to go down that path. That's the good thing about not being a therapist or a doctor. I can cross those bounds. But I am really, I'm really apprehensive of your growth if what I say today doesn't at least bend your ear. I think it is pretty fucking clean to go, oh, that does fucking make sense. You just have to not mind being wrong socially. And that's a hard question because I really do. I think you need some fucking tough love if what I say. I think you don't want to see it. Because if the way I said it today, it doesn't make you at least. That doesn't mean you can't grow and someone can't add to what I said. Well, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. I went a little long-winded. But I think you have to be honest. You have to say to yourself, if somebody came along and said it clean, do you want to change? Are you saying, of course I would? And I might be repeating myself in this opening, and I'm so sorry if I am, but I cut the ending off, and I'm trying to figure out where I left off, and I just tried to come back in and take you from there. But I think the gist of what I was saying was, and then I swear and I'll throw it to the show, is that if you're saying no, if somebody comes along and says something to me and it makes sense, I listen with an open ear. This is a time to prove whether that's true or not. This is a time to go, I say that, but it came out clean enough. All right. Other than that, you're great. Blah, blah, blah. Enjoy the show.
It's a good show.
I looked it up.
Really?
All right, hold on. I don't like loud chewing.
I tell you? Hold on. We may as well come in right there. Well, this is called a cold opening. Hold on, everybody. Okay, this is a cold opening. I'm going to tell you that right now. If it's your first time listener, you're going, wait, this is a cold opening? No, you're not getting charged for this. It's a cold opening. I call it, let's get comfortable. That's when you find out if there's a problem with it's a cold opening. Sometimes you have a weird conversation in the opening, and then boom, you start the show. That's great too, but this is just a cold opening. And in this cold opening, I'm going to tell you right now. Mike, stop looking at your amp. No music yet. I'll tell you why later. John Bram Wagner, I would tell you right now, and I'm being honest, was in a horrible bus accident. And is no longer with us.
Negative energy.
Oh, wait, you're here. John Bram Wagner, everybody. Negative energy. And you look great.
Oh, gracias.
And I hope you're in a good mood tonight.
Absolutely.
And Aristotle, and this is the cold opening. And don't worry, I don't make the guests wait long. People want to fucking talk. They come on a show. But it's a little different here. I say sit back and enjoy. It's like a little show. And then I'm not like an AM DJ. You got to sit there and wait to talk. I'm interesting. So you sit back, you watch me. It's and what we have going on here. Because this is something to see. Like, you get to shine, but then sometimes you get to sit back and just watch what we do. And the mix is always great. But I'm not going to... You got about another minute. Aristotle, you look great. Your hair is still blue, and I love it.
Thank you.
Fucking love it. And that's my girlfriend's brother right behind you. He plays rugby. You still playing rugby?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, right? Rugby accident. And that's Aaron Simon, who has not been here for probably about 3 months, 2 months. And Aaron Simon, ladies and gentlemen, just hanging out with his cup of coffee, sitting in one of the band seats. And Mike on guitar. Mike was on the Andy Frasco show and one show after, and he played, came right at the end and played with Andy a little. Superstition. Give me that guitar. I want to see if I can play Superstition.
Superstition.
Hold on. I want to play. Give me, hold on. Okay. Now, if I just think, ding, can't you just start playing it?
Wow, Todd.
Wow.
I'm just.
You know, it's, you know what it is? I just think it. I'm like, my hands will tell you. It's so funny. Hold on.
You're such a natural, dude. Wow.
Anyway, all right, maybe we'll play a little later. So now, Simon, I told everybody in the room, Mike is here, and he's going to come in with a little musical accompaniment when we need it. Can you do me a huge favor?
What do you want?
That's why I built them. No, your drink's fine. That stuff, your wallet, can you put, look, I made little cubby holes.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And I lit a joint. I haven't been passing it around. So the cooties. Okay, here you go. The cooties, I don't know how you say it. That's what we're, this is all in the cold opening. This is all in the cold opening. So the two of the cooties are here. Now, what do you say? Now, I know, see, we put your names up on the board.
All right. We did
it separate. Jacob, we put your name up. What is your, what?
I love that Eric's name says Jackowitz, but instead of the Z at the end, it's an S, like he's got wit, like he's witty.
Jackowitz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jacob.
Oh. Jacob. Wow.
J-A-K-O-B. That's a C.
Oh, yeah, well.
Shut the fuck up. So anyway, Ethan is not here, but we wish he was here, and
you
we're going to have fun.
Hear.
Oh, what happened?
I don't want to get into it.
Oh, no. Is it bad? I mean, I could edit it out.
No, it's great. He's shooting a movie in New Zealand for the next 6 months.
He's shooting a movie in New Zealand. Is that true?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, what happened? And someone told me he had a rash on his testicle. Is this true?
That is true. On his left testy.
Well, I wish him the best. I love him. He's such a nice guy. So anyway, they're here. Now, here's what I'm going to do. We did the drums thing already. Tonight, I want you to put... We have a guest. I want to start doing it now. Our guest did not show. Quite frankly, it was supposed to be Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
Who he asked to be on the show. So remember to put Alec Baldwin and so people know, because I want him to know what's going on right now. He is not, I'm sure he'll show, but right now he's late. So we're, but I'm like, I have two qualified people. We'll do a show. If he's here, that's cool. It's a bonus. But so right now he's a no show, which upsets me a little because I fucking love Alec Baldwin. Even through some stuff when other people go, oh, he's crazy. I'm like, so anyway, we hope he shows up. But anyway, so are you two of the cooties? Is that how you'd say it? Say hello.
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 How are you?
Great.
You think people are mad because I can do all that crazy stuff? This is a cold opening. I remind people because there is because it's necessary. In the cold opening, do you think that I I can be calm right now? You notice that?
Not
yet. We're going to do a taste test.
That's not the Todd I know and love.
Oh, no. This is me, too. Look. Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
I can have this show if I want. I'm not rushing anywhere. Just relax.
All right.
Seriously, you need to relax.
Chill out.
I'm not like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
No, just doing my podcast.
Sick.
You going to smoke the rest of that thing?
Oh, here.
Thanks.
I'm telling you, you think people don't like this.
That
they do.
So
it's the truth.
The way he did that.
It's
hey, you
so
going to smoke the rest of that thing?
You going to smoke the rest
hey,
of it?
Hey, honestly, it fell out on the floor. Oh, guard that
Can I tell you something? And I'm gonna get going. Don't worry. I'm gonna lower that light a little bit. Mm. There we go. It's that air, but it's cool. You know what? Maybe I'll put that over there. I'm just moving the candle, everybody listening.
That's a cool candle. It's a clear candle. There's it.
It's oil. It's like a lamp oil.
Okay.
It's great. You fill it up. It lasts for a month. Whoa. The fuck do I care? I try to act tough so people don't. What the fuck do I care? I'll take a candle, I'll crash it over your head, and make you bleed out your fucking side of your jaw. Listen,
the
that's what you get.
The aggressive interior decorator.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to do? Oh, you sorry? You like your house too bright? Why don't you fucking die? Die!
Hey, Todd, that's a really nice flower pot right there. Where'd you get that online? A Goop or something like that?
How dare you? Goop you, you fuck. Okay, listen.
Nice,
I want to talk serious. You're not going to derail this show, Eric. You know what we love you doing?
Or am I?
We'll never. We'll never. So anyway, I'm excited that you guys are here. This is, you can see, okay, the show's pulling together. Yes, because I know we're going to just, we'll have fun if we hung out in the house for 2 hours. But back here in the studio, you turn it off from the outside world even extra. So it's just extra fun. And to record it, why the fuck not?
I have no idea where I am right now.
Either do
great.
I. Either do I. Please, I'll do that up front. I don't need to do that. Alec Baldwin. As of now, I thought Aristotle was saying Alec Baldwin's here, but he's not. All right, I'll move on. I'm not going to make
I
that.
I did see a guy on the way over
it
here.
It was him, the way you say it. Okay, so he's here. So anyway, apparently, he's here, everybody. Alec Baldwin.
What is his name? Alec Baldwin. What?
He's definitely here.
Yes. He looks better in person.
I see a shadow. I think. All right. Well, let's talk until he might be. You never know that a lot of the celebrities stop and get makeup. They bring their own people. Seriously, I'm not joking around. All right, listen. Here's what I want to talk about. Yes, I'm going to talk about it here, nervously. Because I don't know your stance on it. It's the only thing that I wanted to offer up as a people that are having a hard time with the non-binary.
Yeah.
And I know, look, I won't even ask your stance. Maybe I shouldn't, but I think it's a good thing to put out, because I have to ask myself, why do I want to say this? Because I think it's a good thing to put out there. I think it makes sense to me. And I think you could take someone that goes, I really do want to be, but this I don't. There is it like what I guess people are afraid that they're being unnecessarily asked to edit their behavior. So two things, I'll make it quick, and then you could talk all you want. But I just want to get it all out in one chunk. Is that sometimes, you know, I caught myself doing it. Anything that I ever criticize, I always know that I have the ability to do it too. And that's sometimes like childlike behavior, because think about growing up. What happens overwhelmingly if you live in a good environment, and I hope you did, but you have parents that are constantly seems like they're telling you, say please, say thank you, open the door. And to a kid, it feels a little overwhelming sometimes. It's like, can I? Every goddamn day I'm asked to, and it sucks. And you're 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, and you express it that way because changing behavior sucks. But in hindsight, most things your parents asked you, most, if you're in a reasonable family, you know what I'm talking about. There's always exceptions. Like, come on, we're trying to. There's always exceptions, but most, you know, etiquette, but not too much etiquette. Because I know I came from a family that wants me to be polite, but we're not a bow, and you know, you're still allowed to be a person. But that type of most of the standards are not picky at all. No, most adults look back and go, "Which what did your parents have?" Everything my mom handed me on, most of it. Not only I'm fucking thankful. Yeah, she didn't let us say yeah. Thank God. Yeah, yeah. She would always go, yes, yes. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. A lot of those things, chewing loud. She had zero. And you know what? Chewing loud, it's not your thing. It's just horrible. Mwah, 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 mwah. Close your fucking mouth. Come on. You got to know something. But that's not the point. So anyway, going back to you're a kid and you feel yelled at, even when it's the point of that all was, in hindsight, you're like, those things were just. Not even more than fair. They were just really good advice to go through life being pretty nice and aware of other people around you. Just some great life. Say, please open the door. That's all this is. You have to constantly tweak. What doesn't it sound crazy that all your life lessons were the ones you taught your kids and then there's no more to learn? Of course. That's never ending. And you want to snap out of it. You want to go, am I being the kid? Like, it is a lot. It's not really a lot. I'll tell you how it seems more than a lot when you fight it because you don't like it. Now, I get it. If you don't like it, you have a right to fight it. But it is more exhausting. when you find out what it is, it's always hard, and I don't get it right away. But that leads me to the non-binary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll offer you this, and if anyone has anything they want to say, I just came to this conclusion about 3 weeks ago. Now, you might think, well, but you were on board. I was on board for anybody that wants to be heard, because usually in hindsight, they end up being, you know, so I just go on board right away. What's the worst thing going to happen? Oh, I was nice accidentally. God damn it, they got me. I altered my behavior for nothing. Oh, I was away. All right, so what's the, so anyway, I always go. But I didn't get it right away. Part of being supportive of it, people go, oh, explain it. If I don't, I know, I'm having a hard time. But then I was driving down the street and I thought about this. Now, if I do believe, I'll be cocky, if this doesn't bend your ear, you're somebody that goes, I'm sorry, I don't know. People go, Todd, those people don't listen to the show. I don't believe that's true. I think some really sweet people get caught up with this for some reason. Is this hard for you to wrap your head around? This is what I came to. You know, when it comes to, like, insects, there's, like, a beetle, and there's 10,000 types of beetles. When it comes to molecules and everything, there's butterflies, and there's 10,000 types of butterflies. And doesn't it sound a little crazy to go, when it came to sexuality, we went, okay, there's going to be a billion of that. Oh, my God, sexuality, there's going to be, like, 10 times the amount. There's so many. A guy, girl, and man, gay, too, is good now. Okay, we're done. I think everybody should healthily fit into one of those characters and get to be their true self, guy, girl, and gay. Okay, we're done. That sounds silly because it is. That's all we're doing is shredding up some confines. And you know what? You could reap the benefits of it even if you're white and straight. Just shredding up the confines of terms, and they don't fit into that. You know, when I said it that way, it made sense when it came out of my mouth. If you're listening, it's like, yeah, guy, girl. Okay, we got guy, we got girl, and we have gay. They're going to be gay. And that was a fight. Everybody should fit comfortably. So doesn't that make sense to go? So in the beginning, it is difficult. And even if some verbiage changes, but I'll tell you what your job isn't to do, to find some ludicrous case, which I don't even know it's true, but if it was, it shouldn't stop progress of going, now what they want to do is pull the baby out of the vagina and come on, can we have a common, that's not, I don't, you know, you know what I'm saying, when people have some absurd case, like, yeah. You know, so that's all I'm saying, and I shouldn't yell, but I think that's, I can't imagine, and this is cocky of me, someone that's going, I really have a difficult time. Unless you don't want to change. But if you're like, no, if somebody says something to me and it makes sense and it's clean, I'll change. Well, I think that was. I really think that was. Because if it didn't make sense, what you're basically saying is guy, girl, and gay is enough. Everybody should fit in there comfortably. Come on, that's it. There we go. Thank you very much. Thank
you. The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Oh, I feel so much better. Well,
just to add on to that a little bit. I mean, not even adding on.
Do whatever you want.
I'm pointing people to somewhere else where they can look more into it on a very small level. There's that Bill Nye show on Netflix, Bill Nye Saves the World. He does an episode. I think it's just called, it's broadly, an episode on sex, and he touches on it a bit. So you can go there.
Say that again.
Hear from Bill Nye. Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix. There's an episode about sex. Watch it.
Wow.
Nice.
Thank you. It's all good. Well, you guys... come on. Well, how can we have a good show if we're going to... And our guests aren't going to... And I feel like they're going to leave and think that we...
No, I totally related to that. When I was 18, my parents said, I'm done teaching you anything. And so, thanks to you, I now know that I could learn.
Thank you.
So from 18 to 29, I've been in the dark.
Let me get this marijuana lit. We'll have a fun show tonight.
The cooties are here.
The cooties are here. That was the cold opening.
The cooties are here.
This is the Todd Glass Show. Cooties taking us through a double episode. Are you shitting me? We're in such a good mood. Let the song breathe, baby.
A warm, warm welcome to Eric and Ethan on the Todd Glass Show.
My name's not Ethan.
Jacob. Oh, yeah. Baby, I can't.
That's me.
I can't even.
I can't even with this podcast right now.
What if that was the catchphrase of the show?
The Todd Glass Show. I can't even with this podcast.
We could play that bum 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 and it would freeze on me. I can't even.
Yeah. I can't even.
Snow cones, they're always horrible. I can't even be salad bars.
Ruthless? What's the opposite of ruthless? To have Ruth? What is that?
If there's Ruth Chris, why can't there be Kruth Riss? Wait,
did I say the same thing twice?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think you ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The show's over.
The show's over. Give me that outro music. That means you're... That's what I would do if I owned a comedy club. If they go over the light, I just keep playing that.
So,
anyway, I grew up... Well, anyway, my sister...
What else is in the news?
What else is in the news? Let's do the news. Do you guys want to pull up news on Twitter and read it to me, and I'll be the guy that interrupts you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, I don't want to do it. I'm bored already.
All right.
You suggested it.
I know. Do you want to do a... Hold on. I want to stop and relax.
Chill out.
Oh, I can't work this hard.
Is this streaming on Netflix or
No. This might be a double episode.
Oh.
Because next week, John Bram Wagner is going to be in Denver.
Well, this weekend, I'm going. Oh. I'm going to Denver.
He's going to Denver.
All right. Yeah. What are you doing in Denver?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm going to go see Fish.
What?
Oh. The band Fish.
Yeah.
They playing Red Rocks?
No, they got banned from Red Rocks in 69.
Why?
69?
Or 96.
There we go. What happened there?
They were too rowdy.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Now, get this. I know for a fact Trey Anastasio's been back to Red Rocks and has played the stage without the rest of the band.
So
he can do a solo concert, but the band's done?
I think so. That's what they say.
Wow.
He went to rehab for liquid cocaine, Trey Anastasio. I never noticed, or I never knew that was a real thing.
I never noticed that about him.
I never noticed that about him when I listened to his guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you heard of liquid cocaine?
I haven't, but it sounds good.
Sounds cool.
Sounds fun. Give you a little pick-me-up. I like those five-hour energies. I bet this is better than that.
It is. Yeah.
I'm not recommending Coke, everybody.
No.
10-hour energy.
All right. Now, listen. I want to have a serious... Just let's have a conversation without us over... Let's just... Like, if no one was around, how we would talk. Just let's... Okay?
Okay.
Sure.
Here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Is this scene processed again?
No. We always hang out with
the guitar player.
A huge guitar player, like the littlest mariachi man with the biggest guitar. We always hang out with him.
It does. Look at him. That guitar. Now,
thrice his size.
I've never seen that. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't know if it was, but so that's a guitar, a choice.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
Does it? It sounds like a normal guitar.
It sounds amazing.
Oh, I think he sees us talking.
Oh shit! Should we stop talking?
I don't want to be one of those people.
He's here for us to talk to.
No,
he's on Beyonce. You can right? also.
Well, yeah and no. I mean, I don't want to. Oh, he's looking at us.
Oh my god, he recognizes me.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
This is why you can never hire other instrumentalists because they recognize you and they freak out. Play worse.
Yeah, I think he's yelling at my name.
Todd.
Oh my god, he stopped playing.
Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Podcast?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, well, I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Autograph real quick?
Okay, maybe. Yes, absolutely. After you're done your set, I'll be hanging out.
No tact with this guy.
Oh, I don't. What?
What? Say that again.
He's so little.
He sounds aggressive.
Well, just because I don't want your. First of all, I love listening to you. You're great. And I just wanted to enjoy you. So I thought if we could do it after. Is that cool?
It sounds like Sweet and Lowdown. I like this.
That was fucking embarrassing. That's wrong.
Does that happen all the time, Todd?
Oh my God, he's waving at me. Oh, he's doing the Wayne Newton wave.
How can he do that?
He's doing
the
Wayne Newton, like as a joke to us. He thinks, eh. Come on, he's being nice. Yeah, I guess we should laugh.
All right, sure.
Is this what he does?
Why would I laugh at a guitar player who's playing seriously?
And a bit. That bit's done. Fuck this. We're moving on, baby. You want to play guess what flavor the sour ball is?
Yes.
Okay, now listen. They have not been touched. To George Carlin. See, that's when that safe word's good.
Uh-huh.
They're clean. But if you're funny about me touching it, I totally understand. I'll let you just reach in and grab one, but you have to close your eyes.
No. Okay.
Yeah, reach in and grab one. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes, and Todd's going to feed you.
No. I don't want to do that. Close your eyes. I trust you, but let us see it. You don't have to touch all of them.
This is like magic.
Defeats the purpose.
I grabbed two. One for Eric.
Okay. No, stop.
Well, no, I know what it is, though.
No, he can't do it.
All right, which one? My left or my right hand? I have two.
Okay, give me the one in the left hand. Give me the one in the left hand.
Okay, this one. My other.
Okay, what flavor do you think that is?
I have to guess before I try.
This is like ESP.
No. Try it and then guess.
Oh.
All right, he's eating the sour candy.
Oh, he really must know something.
It's 1967, and Jacob's chewing.
Man, this is harder than I thought.
Wow.
I can open my
eyes
now.
Oh, this type of chewing that he's doing, is that hard?
That noise is going to be the end of me.
What is he doing that with his teeth?
Oh, God, it's so gross.
Ooh, he thinks he's like an expert, like a wine taster.
Sounds like a hog.
I have an idea.
Ugh. Sounds like a baby sucking on a tit.
I think I have an idea.
Oh.
It's gross.
What? That was... Oh, my God. What flavor is it?
I think it's some sort of, like, fruit punch.
You are right. Well, I think we played enough. No.
I want one.
I want you to do it, too.
Close your eyes.
I close my eyes.
Close your eyes. Get
one. Unclose my eyes. Reach into the bowl.
Let me see it. Let everybody see it. Oh, I love the music. You know, these segments are whatever we make them. The fact that we're sitting around playing guess the flavor of the sour, they're like these sour balls. I don't like saying that.
All right, now I eat it.
It's fun now.
I got the color.
It's like a segment. You have the color?
This is like a weird magic trick.
All right, ease it up.
Hold on.
I eat it?
Yes. Yeah. Open your eyes now. Of course you can. You know when you put it in your mouth, I guess. What flavor do you think it is? Let's get to the point. We don't make
blueberry?
People wait. Yes? Well, it was blue. It was blue. I don't know if it's blueberry.
No, was that blue?
Was it blue?
I thought it was purplish.
I thought it was
looked
gray.
Black.
Trying
to make it black from here.
Oh, you know what? It is gray. When he said it, I immediately associated the
purple.
Word to.
All
right. I was trying to be nice. He's been depressed lately.
But here's the thing.
What game is this if everyone's right?
I know. Can I be honest?
I don't like to see anyone lose.
To George Carlin. I wasn't sure what it was, so I didn't want to say it was wrong.
I knew you didn't. I'm a little worried because...
No, with you,
I'm
I
scared.
Did.
No. Look, Aristotle, though.
John, pull... John.
What color is his hair?
Blue.
And everyone listening at home,
Aristotle,
please listen.
What color
please
is your hair?
Eat a sour candy.
Teal. Teal, not, everybody. Teal.
You're what?
It's an ambiguous green blue.
Eat one. Okay, cool. John, Aristotle, you mind
teal.
Doing one?
Eat it?
Yeah. Or...
Did we just do acid?
You don't have to eat this because you don't eat this, right?
I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, let me do it. But
do we have like a list of what the flavors are?
Hold on.
Wait. I can't see what.
I saw the color.
All right, I see it now.
All right.
Oh, God. I hate this.
It's hard. Cherry?
Yes, yeah. That's right. It was red.
It was red.
Yeah.
Wow, Todd, you're amazing.
You mother... Shut the fuck up. Does anybody want to try it? I mean, it's fun.
Does anyone want to eat candy?
You know what your problem is? Come on, sit up. What are you?
What are you, new?
This is fun.
No, here's what to do.
You want me to put it down?
No, I'm going to tell you that you can take it off the stand and
then
lean back.
I kind of enjoyed holding the stand.
Oh, you know what? Hold the stand. I don't like a lot of movement.
Hold the stand.
You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. Hey, you want to play a new game called Eat Jelly Beans? These aren't jelly beans. I wish they were.
What are they?
These are sour balls.
I've never even heard of that.
Did the bag just say sour balls?
Yeah. Okay. But they're the ones that you can get one with all lemon.
Okay.
All lemon, you know those, and they're lemony.
They're like
all lemony sour balls.
Well, no, they're not sour balls.
Oh,
lemon heads?
Not lemon heads.
Warheads.
Lemon heads.
Warhead.
Did you ever see them in concert? They're good.
That's a real band.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Warheads.
I have a show. Can you put your glasses in there, too? I'm sorry. Who has? Where are those candies?
In the candy bowl, he means.
Oh, you want
no,
the glasses?
No, 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 no. All right, listen, everybody. I have something to offer. Hold on.
Todd, your shirt's on fire.
No. Shut up. This is not what we're going to do next, but I promise you, you'll enjoy it if you let your belly. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Okay. Let your belly.
You let your belly enjoy it. Right? That's the train. Ding, ding, ding. Driving through the night. Old man Whitaker. If your story has
I heard that he used to kidnap kids and then he would keep them in their basement and only feed them little chicken wings.
Dog food.
Dog food.
But he'd let them out once a year to go to the Gap. All right, listen.
Hi. Welcome to the Gap. You look dirty.
I'm so dirty.
Are you okay? Do you need help?
No, please. Listen, there's an old man, Mr. Whitaker.
Uh-huh, of course, old man Whitaker. No.
He keeps me deep in the dark down deep
no,
place.
No, not old man Whitaker. Are you drinking? Are you drinking?
Wait, you're an old man. And
no.
You have a shirt that says Mr. Whitaker.
No, I have a hat on, and old man Whitaker doesn't wear
a
hat.
And a big mustache and glasses.
Yeah, because I'm actually on local news, and I don't want to be recognized.
Well, you're older than me, and I trust you.
Thank you very
much. I need to respect my elders.
But I think
shop
this,
away.
This old man I want to offer up something fun and different for this show. I think it what it is. You never know. You want to watch something funny? Can we watch something? People can watch it.
Yes.
You got a TV here?
Why not? It's free if you steal it. I stole it from the mall.
5-finger discount.
Yeah, man. I'm cool. Hey, is it cool to steal, guys?
For the sake of the Erics of the world,
no,
Todd.
You, what?
Only cool people steal.
Oh, I guess it's true. I mean, he's young.
It's
you
okay.
Cool people steal?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you be?
Oh, my God. Again, you guys are young, so I... So, hey, when I, like, I don't give a shit. You steal... I don't give a shit, like, about... People go, I don't care what people give a shit about me. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Are you serious? Because I'm... So, I'm just saying it because it's who I am. So, I'm like... People go, oh, that person does... I'm like, I don't give a shit what people think of me. That's cool?
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best.
Wow. So
that's actually
look,
dope.
I don't even look at it that way. No, I don't even look at it that way.
That's crazy because, like, you know, a lot of people fake it, and you're not, obviously not.
Wow, that's fucked up. All right, here's what we're going to do. So I know you might think, well, how can people at home or people listening enjoy this? Because they'll go, what do they have to put in to watch this?
It looks like Violent Femmes Dance Motherfucker Dance.
Violent Femmes Dance Motherfucker. Now, I am going to make a loop of this. Aaron, can you please take some notes? No, just mental. I'm going to take them only because I want you to appreciate this.
Just think about it.
I want
Pay
you to
attention.
Think about this. The part where him and her dance, I'll take all of it, but then I'll loop it around. I'll go through it even when it turns into a cartoon, but I only want them
Spoiler
to
alert.
Open a show with it. To open a show with it before the show, this video comes down, and then your live band starts playing along with it and singing along with it, and this is what people see on a gigantic screen.
I love it.
This is what I want to do.
Show video.
But just that part. Picture that. You guys produce things, you get it, choom choom. Now, when it turns into a group dance, I edit that out. But picture just the part. Boom, the lights go down, and these fuckers come up, and it's loud, and I have a live drummer on stage playing like a fuck.
When I say dance, you best dance, motherfucker!
In here, we're going fucking nuts. Yeah. Everybody's dancing to George Carlin.
Yeehaw.
Now, Jacob's all comfied out. Shh, back.
Sorry. These chairs, they recline so much, you know. It's good.
Some people ask how I do it. To go from the chaotic to back to the calm, it takes 10 seconds, and we're right here, right now, wherever we want to be. We don't have to operate. Oh, maybe we just want to be like, what's up? Oh, God.
Shit.
Can I tell you? I always get a boner when it thunders. Oops. That was real. I swear to God, that's not a sound effect. I swear to fucking God. I swear to the God. The God that governs the planet and hopefully brings goodwill, I would not spit in its face. That is my real boner. I'm getting another boner. Oh, no, I lost it. I lost it.
Your boner has a boner.
Oh, God. I shouldn't have a glass table. Oh, that was real. I swear to God.
No wonder you asked
me
to shit on this table while you...
Oh, shut up. Don't make my nice bit.
You're making my nice clean bit into a scat bit.
Hey, speaking of scat.
I'm the scat man.
You serious?
No,
let me hear.
I love shit. Oh.
Hold on. Put a little reverb. Hold on.
I know the scat man dance.
What is the scat man? Is that a band?
It was a song from the 90s, like a house disco track.
Did they really scat?
Yeah. It was a guy named Scatman King. King Scatman or something like that. And it was like skibbidibbidib yum da dub dub.
I want to hear it, and then I want to see how close you two can get to it.
I can do it with him.
Okay, I love it. That's what we do on this show.
Ask me,
you'd
did I go
silly.
To Club Med with my family and when I was in
Why,
the
do they play that?
All the time. It's how I know it.
Oh, what my was God.
It
again?
It's called I'm the Scat Man.
Oh. It sounds like
it's a sick song.
He knows it pretty well.
Hey, Jacob. Didn't you have a cat or a dog or something?
A long time ago.
I hope it's dead.
Todd. It's very dead.
Todd.
Hey, Jacob.
Scatman John.
Todd.
Scatman John.
Oh, yes.
For the sake of the Erics of the world, you are chewing directly into the microphone.
Thank you.
Ugh.
No! You go. Ugh. First of all, Aristotle, to George Carlin, thank you. Thank you. That's just a good thing to know.
And you appreciated that about Jacob earlier.
I know.
And I love that we're learning.
No, let me tell you something. I think you're being 70, 80% serious. You're saying adding a tone to it, but I agree. Yeah. No, it's, look, the hard part is you also don't want to sound like you're rewarding yourself. But what maybe you're just saying is, look, I don't know. I don't think I do everything right, but I'm giving it a shot to try to be. That's all. It's just like trying to, you know, be aware of people's things. Everybody has them. Everybody has them. Everybody always did have them.
Or just some people don't know.
Yeah. And you can either be honest about it and hope people are, you know, I always say.
And no one shot him from the hip and said, hey, you're chewing too fucking loud.
Oh, Jesus.
I can hear everything that's inside of your mouth.
How about if it's like a pasta? Is that okay? Like,
no.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's not just taffy reserved.
Taffy. I never liked taffy. It was
actually,
too,
you know,
chewy.
Some foods will give you an exception. If it is taffy, I get it.
Yeah.
You're going to smack your lips, but...
I see people with gum, I think. I swear, I think... Is this a joke? Am I being punked?
Right. Where's Ashton?
Because I think there's someone in the van going, tell her to fucking bring it down.
Yeah.
Or tell him to bring it down.
See,
that's
David
not
Spade
how...
in the van going like,
yeah,
hey,
meaning bring
louder.
It down. Like, no. I'm saying it's so obnoxious. I've seen someone chewing. I could literally see someone in a van, if that was a bit going, okay, just chew your gum. You know, normal loud. Going, tell her to bring it down. It looks phony. That's how some people slapping their... What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Or when people sip water or something like that, and they go like this.
Oh, well, you're going to clean your mouth
and
then
gulp it every water sip?
Thank you.
If you wrote that as for a character for a TV show, you'd be like, this guy's fucking weird.
By the way, let's be... Yeah, we should be... Well,
if that was
try.
A character trait...
Look, what's the difference between a tick...
asshole.
Is that okay? Because I want to be observant of that and very patient with that. And it is important sometimes. Not that one way you're going to flip out, but there's different lines of order. And somebody can have their wherewithal and do something. Yes, and for those people, you can criticize. If someone has some type of disorder, then I would be just patient with it.
Yeah, if you're a werewolf.
I would work around it. But the chewing of the gum. No, that's just someone. It's slapping. You know what I do?
You have no self-awareness is what that
exactly.
means.
Exactly. I walk by sometimes and I fake chew really loud. I go, well, if it's normal to you, then you won't know I'm mocking you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes if somebody walks by and they look like a dick, like a bully that doesn't say hi, I make a sound that I think accompanies who they are. I swear. And then I think, well, if they know it's them, well, then that's their fault if they know they're this. Because some people, you can't say hi. You're really, you're going to walk by every day and you've decided your thing was. I got fooled for like 8 times. He works there. And I would go to say hi and he wouldn't. One time, you know what they do when they're showing the gym around? They all do your buddy because they want to make it look like they get along with everyone. It looks good walking by every treadmill going, hey, what's up? How you doing? Good. You're okay? That's it.
Looking good.
Guess what? They did that to me once. I fell for it. This guy was so nice. He was selling his membership. He's like, hey, there you go. All friendly. And I go, okay, maybe he is friendly. I might have caught him on a weird... So I say hi the next time, nothing. Then he was showing it to somebody again. It came by. You know what I get? Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Working out. And I spit on him.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I went, hey, puh.
And you go, you ever heard Thin Pig?
Yeah. Go listen to it.
You ever heard of Scatman John?
Scatman John, let's do it.
Thank you.
I'm a Scatman.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to this show.
There's a whole rap. I don't know.
Don't stop.
Everybody starts one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. The Scatman can do it, and so can you. Everybody's saying that the Scatman stutters, but does and never stutters.
I don't know the rest of the rap.
But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. You.
I'm a Scatman. I'm the Scatman.
I'm the Scatman.
Why should we be using the
position? I'm the Scatman. Scat to the right. There you go. Scat to the left. Scat, scat. Every Friday night I'm scatting all about and I'm with my dad and a bit of bamboo and a hoop hop hop.
Matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back.
If the Scatman can do it, so can you.
Harder than it looks, man. I didn't do such a good job. By the way, we're adding the whistles in, just so you know at home. That is us. This is us. This is our.
I'm a Scatman. So check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back.
The Scatman can do it, and so can you.
I hear you all ask about the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is why you still see for the saints and still weep. Those things you call dead, I never get the chance to
I'm the Scatman.
I'm the Scatman.
I'm the Scat Man.
I'm the Scat Man. I'm the Scat Man. I love shit.
I can't believe he made a whole song about loving shit, and he calls himself the Scat Man.
That wasn't that fun?
That was super fun.
Here, let me have that.
By the way, I admit I like scatting now. I'm serious. That was fun.
Scatting rules.
I have to say that I guess like there's a. I want to be introduced to more. Maybe there's 10 songs I like.
Well,
but that guy's having fun with it.
That guy's really milking the scatting. I mean, if you listen to old Ella Fitzgerald or you know old jazz recordings, like there's some good scatting.
Who is this guy? Who's Scatman John?
Scatman John.
Excuse me. Oh my God.
You don't know who Scatman John is?
Oh, who is this guy?
Everyone here is a jazz snob now.
Who is this? Who is
the Tag Glass Jazz
the John
show.
Family I'm Dynasty?
I feel embarrassed.
Who
is he?
Who is he? Who is he?
You ever heard of Google?
Who comes in here?
Shababa de bweep wop.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. This is my podcast.
And I'm the president.
Okay.
And I got some new rules.
Oh, wow.
I got new rules, I got new rules.
I want to stop. Thank God. Hold on. Take it easy.
Audio 98.
Tartars.
Audio 98.
Tartars. Friday morning's a Todd.
Listen, what I'd like to do is...
Can I pitch you a Netflix show?
Sure.
Comedians in Cars Eating Glass with Todd Glass.
Say it again.
Comedians
I'll
in...
I'll do it. I'll do it.
When someone offers me a role, I say two things. What's it pay? And I'll do it.
Eddie Pepitone said he wants to try to sell a show with me and him on a tandem bike just talking about life.
Yes. That's great.
It's a Why good not? Idea.
Yeah.
Imagine that shot beautifully. And we're just talking about issues, and we're serious. Like, we're passionate about things
we talk
about.
Are you in the front,
about.
Or is he in the front?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, they got to be electric ones.
That's cool.
No one will
so
know.
So they're side to side?
Well, I'm not paddling. I'm not doing, you know, I'll do, I'm not doing.
I'm not going to do physical
I'm
labor
not
for
do
my
physical
own show
labor.
That I get paid
hey,
for.
Who do you think's going to be doing most of the pedaling?
You.
All right. So.
Yeah, it's cool. You get a different location every episode. That'll look nice.
Oh, it would be great. We could stop, get a hotel room together.
Yeah.
And romance each other.
That'll look great.
Eddie, we could talk about all the same comedy we don't like till I get a boner.
Bonus episode.
Bonus episode. Listen, 69. Everybody, this is.
Boner episode.
Thank you. What? This seems to be. Okay, so this could be fun. So the store's shutting, and this guy goes, today, or yesterday, I need some. I changed the voice around, but I need lotion.
He goes, where was this?
At the CVS. He was like, I need to get some something. Conditioner.
I need lotion.
He goes, I just need to get some conditioner. Then we changed it, me and a friend of mine, to lotion. Then we somehow it came, excuse me, can you let me in? I need some lotion for my tuchus. Sir, we're closed.
Sir, need some tuchus lotion.
I need some, let me be the guy at the store. You try okay. to get it. I'm
sorry. Hi, welcome
I'm,
to CVS, sir.
No, you're the guy.
What am I?
You need the lotion.
Oh, okay.
You know what, sir? I'm sorry, but we are closed. I do have to shut the door.
It'll just take 5 minutes. I need some tuchus lotion. I have a rash, and I think it's from my tandem bike.
Okay, I know, but we can't. We are actually closed.
Yeah, but you're sitting right here. The door's open. I know you're closing. I just need you to get that little key out of your pocket, go in the aisle 4, and get me the tuchus lotion so that I can apply it, and, you know, I can go out with my wife.
Honestly.
We're going to Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah.
We're Don Rickles ate there.
Oh, that's nice. They have a picture up over the wall. Anyway.
It's your favorite.
Pardon me, but... Excuse me. Sir, we're closed. If you don't mind, I need to get some tuchus lotion. That's a little embarrassing, but I got myself in a situation.
Sir, we're closed. We've been closed for 10 minutes. We're not legally allowed to sell you any
tuchus
lotion.
This is my son. My son, to tell you the truth, he needs the tuchus lotion. He hooked up with a girl,
oh,
and she had the...
You said you wouldn't say anything.
I know, but come on, son. You got to be honest with the guy if you want to get the lotion.
You said you'd take this fall from me, Pops.
All right. I was fucking a dog in the park.
Oh.
You play the you have a good sound quality to play a kid. Like, you believe it, you know. You have.
Thank you.
Don't this, smoke.
Are you just saying that because I'm wearing shorts?
I can see your balls.
I'm wearing shorts too. Who wants this?
Me.
Man, I'm going to get high. I feel sometimes that I'm being very serious.
Light it up, smoke it up, inhale it.
Yeah.
And I get so high.
So fucking high.
You want to throw love to a teacher? You have a teacher you remember?
Yeah.
You have a teacher you remember, Jacob?
Yeah.
What's their name? A teacher you really made you liked.
Influenced.
Made you a better person.
I really liked Miss Fritz.
What grade? Let me guess. Sixth.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Can I have one more guess? And I'm not messing around. I'm not going to interrupt your story. No, I don't have to guess. I'm sorry. What age?
No, you can guess one
Mrs.
more.
Mrs. Fritz. Well, Mrs. Fritz seems
that
like
sounds
a younger,
like a cartoon character.
Third grade.
Ah, that she from, does sound like a young
Were you in the magic
character.
School bus?
That's Frizzle.
Oh, Miss Frizzle.
Frizzle to your. Okay, go ahead.
Frizzle till you dizzle.
Fritz was the best. She was 11th grade AP.
You took AP?
Literature.
What is AP?
Advanced placement.
And the only reason I picked her was so that I could tell you guys that I took advanced placement literature.
You knew. You thought
ahead.
Wow,
when you say you have a British accent. Yes, I took AP.
And she, why was she great?
She had a really nice book selection. For
Don't say something nice. She might listen.
That's what I'm exactly what I'm doing in case she's a fan of you.
Hollywood calling, KMBC. The time.
Now, we're talking about your teacher. So what?
Where we last left off, yeah, we sure were talking about your teacher.
I do a professional
teacher.
Show. What is her name again? Come on.
Fritz.
Ms.
Mrs.
Fritz.
Fritz. And would you say she was 25, 25, 35, 45, 55?
Up there, maybe 45.
God
45.
Forbid, 65.
And did you ever reach out after you graduated to send like some good words her way?
I ran into her at a Publix,
mm-hmm.
which is a shopping Ooh. Center.
And were you able to express store. Your gratitude a little? Like,
yeah, I told her. I said, "Thank you, Miss Fritz."
No, is that don't be serious.
I said, "Thank Why you, Miss Fritz, for everything you've done."
Oh, this is nice. So she said, she
I
just,
said,
she just said,
"Thank you, Miss Fritz." Thank you, Miss Fritz. I said, "Thank you, Miss Fritz. You are number one." And I held up my finger in her face.
Wow. For a good minute.
And then what did you say to her then?
I said, "How was your shopping experience? Did you get everything you were looking for? How was your shopping experience? I work at this Publix now, thanks to you."
Listen, I
thanks to you.
Because I'm having that dirty Cochran.
Todd is the guy who works in the deli who's scatting behind
us.
You know this guy?
Wait, who am I? Oh, wait, that's me?
Yeah, we're in a Publix in like a grocery store.
And I'm scatting
like by the meat slicer.
Rotisserie Ron.
I work in the deli.
Yes.
And I'm shit. And
Jacob's a bag boy who just
Jacob's
graduated from high school, and he
I
runs
said,
into his old
you,
high
Mr.
school
Fritz.
Teacher, and he's saying thank you, and you're scatting behind him by the meat slicer.
I'm the teacher. I just happen
just
to
work
be there
at Publix.
Okay, I got it. A scoop ba 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 boo ba da ba boo.
Turkey club.
Scoop-a-da-da. Hey, is that thin enough? Scabooby-dooby. Oh, I work there, so I'm just, hey, at least I'd be in a good mood.
Absolutely. You're scatting. You're having a good time.
Scat-a-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Todd, you're actually good at scatting.
Yeah, that's impressive.
You know what they say about jazz? If you make the mistake, do it again.
Ba da ba ba da 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 da. This is not scatting.
That is.
Just doing no. This is just going. Ba 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 da ba.
That's literally scatting.
Ba-da-ba.
No, Todd, you're scatting.
Ba ba da boop. That is.
Yes.
A scoop a doop a doop a doop a doop a doop a doop a doop. That's scatting.
It's scatting.
That's Ella Fitzgerald. That's what she did, and she made $1 million. We'll be back with the rest of the story.
How Ella Fitzgerald made $1 million.
I want to make a children's book called Ella Fitzgerald and Elephant Gerald.
Elephant Gerald.
Drop the mic for you.
All right, I want to make a children's book called Ella Fitzgerald and Elephant Gerald.
God, everybody calm down. I'm right now, I just took a pill to,
what?
To levelize me.
When? We've been staring at you.
I had an influential teacher.
You want to talk about one of your teachers?
Yeah. In college, at the Berklee College of Music,
okay.
I was taught by, and not to name drop, but I went to Berklee College of Music. And Todd, you're an amazing interviewer,
all right,
by the
stop.
Way.
Tell your story.
Let me, all right, just... I don't even. I just open up when I'm around you, and it's whenever I come in here, it's like I, you know, I lose. I forget
that. That's not
literally tens of people are listening to this.
Probably because it's dark. All right, you know what? I'm serious right now.
No,
say 10,000, and we're editing.
10,000.
No, without laughing.
At least 10,000 people are listening to this right now.
So I can put it in, please.
Whenever I walk in here, I sort of forget that. Tens of thousands of people are listening to this podcast right now.
Thank you.
Nigh on millions. But so. When I was at the esteemed Berklee College of Music in 2008 until 2012, I was taught by a man named Livingston Taylor, who was James Taylor's brother, okay. actually.
Wait, why are you so against his story? What did he do wrong?
Livingston Taylor.
Livingston Taylor, who was very... No, I'm not lying. This is real. I took performance class from him, and our final for the class was we had to perform an original song. And so I wrote a song for the class, and then while I was on stage, I was sort of like making jokes because I was nervous, and that's my security blanket, I guess. And then afterwards, on my graduation day, he goes, I remember the song you played for me. He looked me dead in the eyes, really intense. He goes, you play the clown. Don't do that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So is that good advice?
No, because I do comedy.
Right. Okay.
Then again, it wasn't comedy class, so it's like if I wanted to be serious songwriter,
he's
man.
He's a serious songwriter.
And and he is now dead, right?
Yep.
Gotta be.
Yep. He's dead from giving bad advice cancer.
Hey, you know what? Everybody, we just want to send some love your way. We just want to let you know out there that things can get heavy, baby.
The cooties love you.
The cooties love you. Todd Glass loves you.
Yeah, the world may be on fire, but we love you.
We got a big fucking warm blanket wrapping it around you. Aristotle, let me tell you something.
I knitted that fucking blanket all by myself.
Right. And it's nice. And it's just, we get it around you, we'll squeeze your little, you know, you're so cute. Aaron Simon sits over there, and I love that he wears a cape. I don't. I love it. It looks cool.
Yeah. It's nice.
Mike
and red.
On guitar. We're not even getting started.
Mike has a double-necked guitar like Jimmy Page right now.
I know.
It's bright red and it's glowing and shining.
Throw me that. Hold on. Can we shut everything down for a second?
Oh, Todd, are you gonna play?
Well, throw me that. Throw me the guitar if you don't mind.
Oh, wow.
Just think like Johnny Cash. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, no. I just think I'm trying to.
No, you sound good, man.
I'm overthinking it. I'm just going to not think. I'm just going to take my hand and just do it.
Todd, take a deep breath and just let it rip, baby.
Ooh. Oh, shut the fuck up. That's weird. I'd happen if I just shut my eyes.
You sound like Sean Penn in a Woody Allen movie right now.
No.
It's insane. Yeah.
Can I have some reverb?
Yes.
Let me play something. You like Johnny Cash?
I love Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just think Johnny Cash, Todd. Strum. Just don't overthink it. Just let your pour. It's like pouring liquor on your hand and letting it do its thing. Playing the guitar, it's like you just got to inject Novocaine into your hand so you trust your instincts. You're not tensing up. If you just, like right now, all I'm thinking is Johnny Cash. Seriously, I'm strumming my hand. My hand is doing it. I'm just strumming my hand. I hear those trains are coming. I hear them coming loud. This is hard, the words.
I feel like I'm in Folsom Prison right now.
And will time keep passing by? I hear those trains are coming. On the side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law? In this side of the legal law, ladies and gentlemen, I like to sing about my Tuchus lotion. Now, a lot of people don't know that me and my band, my drummer over there, Eric.
Hey.
Well, we're on the road, and sometimes it's Tuchus.
Hey, leave me out of this, man.
I like when I can get close enough to make pretend like it's actually somewhere.
Yeah.
And where were they talking about this? Oh, they were on stage in front of an audience. They were on stage. That's how I pictured it. No, I don't know what I pictured. It's over and move on. Now listen, move in. I have something I need to talk to you about. And it is serious.
All right.
So give me this because this is not the time to play.
Yeah.
Let's take these toys away. Sorry, but this is what you brought on yourself.
I'm going to take my strap on off.
People, I do have a treat for everybody, and I don't want you to think I'm doing it just to make your belly feel silly. All right, listen. I want to talk about Do you have trouble overeating?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the heaviest you've ever been?
Pound wise, or like a year? When or what?
When you got the most heavy information ever, and you're like, no, that's
both,
heavy.
Both. What's the heaviest weight you've ever been?
Maybe I'm a smaller 160.
What do you weigh now?
145.
So you're 15 pounds overweight now?
What?
What? He goes,
no,
what?
He's not overweight
the other
now.
Way, the other way. Okay.
Underweight.
Right, okay. No,
no, or just normal.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I used to be almost 300 pounds, I'll be honest with you.
What?
I used to be almost 300 pounds.
Is that true?
Yeah. You remember, he's known me since high school.
Let me ask you if you relate with this, because
yeah,
for me,
I probably do if it's about overeating.
It's about 30 pounds. It's about, I think people are surprised how much you can relate at various difference of weights. Someone that is 700 pounds, I relate. I get it. Like, I get it. I don't consider myself the strong-willed person. I just think I'm lucky for some reason. Maybe I didn't have as many, some of its issues and along with the disorder all by itself. So I'm just sort of lucky that where mine's at. But I can relate with someone. I know they wake up every day thinking, same thing I do, because people, we're all the same. I'm going to do it. I swear I wake up every fucking day and I think I'm going to not eat bad tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking time I say it. Every day.
Yeah.
And then I try. But I think, here's my problem where I hit a wall. It's 15 pounds. I want to lose it because my snoring stops. That's why it's a big deal. It's not just aesthetics, and I feel better when it's 13 pounds I want to lose.
Yeah,
it's what I was at. I just got 13 pounds up. Not still 15 pounds lighter than I was.
Yeah, I was gonna say when
still 15 pounds lighter than I was. But anyway, that's not the point. It makes me snore, so it's not just aesthetics that I feel I look better, feel better, but it literally is snoring. But I get frustrated because I feel like everything people offer you is like, consider it takes, like, I don't know what portions are, or, oh, really eat, you know, fit. It's like, it's all willpower with me. It's all willpower. So no matter what you tell me to do, what stops me from eating more? You're not helping me to tell me, I know how to eat a clean piece of this or vegetables. I do it all the time, and then I go eat more. So unless it includes that, I think people should be very careful when they're passing on diet advice to go. They always think you need a, and some people do. I get it. Some people do. A regimen might help. But if it's pure self, you know, you got to fucking have some self-control. You got to get that before you then can implement it towards something. So it's like, not that they're going to, okay, just eat and don't eat after 7. Oh, please. I know not to, but what now? Help me not do it. I get not to do it. Oh, you think I'm going to go, oh, don't eat after 7. That's my problem. And then you see me a year later and go, I look great. I stopped eating after 7.
Right.
I didn't know. I know not to eat after 7. I fucking do it anyway. I know everything. I just plow past. So I'm not defying that there are interesting diets that have learned and helped people, and some healthy, some not, but some very healthy. Some things that we've learned, that's not, but people always offer it up like that's your, I want to know how not to jam food in my mouth at 4 a.m. And if what you're offering up has nothing to do with that, then stop. I eat, and then I juice, and then I eat 2 days, and then I don't eat. Okay, I can't do that. I want to know how I don't go to Vaughn's and fucking buy candy or have it delivered to my house. Does your diet help that? Okay, well, then get the fuck away. Oh, well, the minerals, and you know the thing, if you drink a bottle of water or 2 bottles, does it help me not buy candy?
Have you tried diet soda?
No, is that...
Todd Glass Show.
I'm waving at everybody.
Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. Well, the Todd Glass Show is number one. Says the Podcasters Association. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. It's the Todd Glass Show tonight. You gotta listen to that Todd Glass Show tonight.
Take it away.
Ba 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 da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da da ba ba round the cock tonight ba da ba da ba 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 do ba ba da. I used to be almost 300 pounds when I was younger. Oh, good deep voice, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Doo-wop.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.